Hey, this is Leo Cologne.
And this is Rebecca Cologne.
This is a Parents Initiative podcast, and we want to thank you for joining us.
We hope that this could be used as a tool that will create an awareness in you as parents to take the initiative in becoming and being the parents that God has called you to be.
For us, it's not about being the perfect parent, but it's about each day making progress, each day moving forward and becoming a better version of yourself.
So you can give others the best version of you as a spouse, parent, family member, and friend.
What's up? Welcome to the 30th episode of the Parents Initiative podcast. I can't believe we're on number 30. It's pretty cool.
I know. Can't believe that.
It's going by pretty fast. So this is your host, Leo Cologne, and I have my co-host, Rebecca Cologne.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, and let me get my stuff together here.
It took me a minute to get my headset on over here.
Breathe in, breathe out. If this is your first time, we want to congratulate you for taking the time to listen to this. You could be doing something else, but you are saying that parenting is important to you and you're doing your best to become and be the parent that God has called you to be. So we're going to get right into this episode. And, you know, we have encouraged you in the past. I think it's been quite some time that we've actually talked about this, but the importance of eating dinner as a family together and also having a time set aside to do devotions as a family. And this past Tuesday night, which was January 14th, we had our time of eating dinner to family. We're usually pretty good at that consistently. We usually do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Saturdays, you know, it is what it is. Sunday, we have church. We kind of, you know, go in our little corners of the house on Sundays. But usually Monday through Friday, we're pretty good of eating dinner together as a family, unless we go out, of course. So we always try to make that a priority.
We're just usually together.
Yeah, we're just usually together. We work from home and we're usually together a lot. So then, you know, we make it a point, obviously, because Mondays are kind of crazy for us. Wednesdays, we have church. Fridays, we usually have a time, you know, a family movie night, or we just do a game night as a family. So usually Tuesdays and Thursday nights are our nights that we do devotion as a family. And we just want you to know that it could be something that's really easily be done. And I'm going to talk about that here in a few moments. I'm going to give you five reasons why it's important. And also I'm going to give you a stat on what the effect that could take place when you eat dinner together as a family on a regular basis. I'm going to give you a stat on that here in a few moments. But first I want to kind of let Rebecca take over here for a few moments and talk about what happened Tuesday night in our home, because it really was a powerful moment. And I want to say that I developed tears in my eyes. Zane developed tears in his eyes. Rebecca, she just cries. And it's not hard for her to cry. And then Marcella was crying because it was just a really powerful moment. So why don't you just go over that for a few moments?
Yeah, you know, we were talking. We have been going through this devotion, the I Am devotion, and it's 100 different devotions on who God is. And it's about the power of God, you know, and all the different attributes of God. And we were talking about the Lord's strength. And at the end of the devotion, we were asking questions, you know, what is the hardest thing you've ever had to do? And Marcella, I had asked Zane something. And Marcella, she started answering, talking about how when people make fun of her, you know, and dealing with you know, people making fun of her and how she, you know, tries her best just to be kind and just sometimes ignore them or just say, oh, well. And can I tell them what you said?
Yeah, go ahead.
And her daddy was like, no, that's not kind of what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, something that's really difficult in your life. And I gave him the eye. And all you mamas out there and all you ladies out there know that I, like, you know, it's not important to you, but at this moment, this is the biggest thing in her world right now.
Now, in my defense, I want to say that, you know, and she kept on going to this.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Is like, it kept happening. Like, that's what she kept talking about.
And then I realized that something just, you know, kind of left in my spirit. And I said, we need to kind of dig into this. So go ahead, Rebecca.
Yeah. So I looked at him and gave him the eye like, no, this is important. And so I said, no, baby, tell me exactly. You know, I began to ask questions because I feel like if I put words in her mouth or if I make up scenarios and put things in her head, that's not a good idea. But it's asking her, okay, what do they say when they're mean to you? You know, who is being mean to you? What are they saying? What are they doing? Or what are you doing? And she didn't ever give me any specific things that people were saying. Sometimes she said that they just don't listen to me when I talk. And she started talking about some different scenarios. And she said, but you know what, Mom, I just try to be kind. And I looked at her, and her teacher had told me months ago, like at the beginning of the year, that Marcela was the kindest and sweetest girl to everyone that she's ever met. And I just felt like I needed to tell her that. And I said, you know what, Miss Smith told me that you are the kindest, sweetest girl to everyone, always, that she's ever met. And she just broke down in tears.
Like, I'm talking like, about like...
uncontrollable.
Like puppy eyes.
Like, no, just big alligator tears flowing from her face. Almost like having to catch your breath crying. And she goes, did she really say that? And she was just like... I was like, yeah, she did. And it just brought such joy to her heart to know that, you know what? She was noticed.
Yeah.
Because in that moment, I began to realize that she just wants to be heard and she wants to be seen. And she felt maybe neglected in that. And there may be this group of people that she's been around. And so she's learned. She said, you know what, Mom, I've made more friends. And the one girl that used to be mean to me, now she's nice to me, you know. And she's learning these different things. But I love that the scripture that we read, and I began to read it to her again, and we read it again. And actually the first time I read it to her, I said, remember our scripture verse in Psalms 138:3 is, in the day when I cried out, you answered me, and you made me bold with strength in my soul. And in that moment, she began to realize that, you know what, I'm never alone. Even though I might feel alone and I might feel isolated, that, you know what, in those moments, I can just cry out to God and just ask him, and strength will well up within my soul, you know, and give you the strength to be kind. And in that moment, I really feel like it didn't just happen. It came because we've been spending time together, alone together. And all you mamas out there with daughters, one day they're going to be teenagers. And I have a lot of conversations with different women about how their daughters just started, you know, doing all these different things and kind of, you know, being disrespectful. And I remember, you know, even how I was with my mom. But I cannot tell you that it doesn't have to be that way, that now, if you're investing in these small little moments, you know, just sitting with one another, listening to them, and talking about dreams. We've been walking through our God's Design for Sex book together, and, you know, and creating a lot more opportunity for conversation and just openness, just me and her just talking, you know. I noticed that our relationship is beginning to come stronger, and she's looking up to me more for guidance. Mm-hmm. and not being so, you don't know what you're talking about kind of attitude. Because if there was a little bit of moment there where she was kind of getting a little sassy, you know what I'm saying? You know, those moments, and it's like, you know what? I need to be spending some more quality time with her. And when I do that, her heart begins to open and recognize I'm not a dictator. I'm her mama, and I'm her discipler, and I'm here to guide her because I love her.
Yeah, and I mean, that's one of the things that we talk about all the time, is that, you know, you need to invest time with your kids, and not just in dinner time, but outside of those opportunities as well, you know, because that's where you really develop the relationship and you develop the trust. And you know, we notice when our kids are acting up that we need to kind of spend some time with them. And it's not necessarily a point of, well, every time they act up, I'm going to discipline them, I'm going to do this and yada, 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 I'm going to harp on them. No, you know, you may need to evaluate what's going on here, because when you spend time with them, that respect level is going to go up.
Yeah, they might be feeling, you know, neglected, yep. You know, and it's not necessarily, you know, all the case. You know, that's not always the case. Sometimes they're just hanging out with the wrong people, or, you know, listening to something that they shouldn't be listening to or whatever. But there are, it usually boils down to just needing more time with you.
Yeah, and with, you know, with that just being said, I mean, you know, when you notice something wrong with your kids, you need to invest some time with them.
Take some, you know, that's a red flag. Hello.
Yep. Especially when they have an attitude problem, because we've seen that time and time again. We're in the middle of it, folks, just like you are. And we have an 8-year-old and a 14-year-old, and, you know, we're really stepping into a new season. Already started that season with a teenager, and it's different. But we're learning how to navigate, and the cool thing is that we're doing it together, and we're sharing those experiences with you. So here are 5 reasons why, and this is, I wish I could tell you that I came up with this, but this is from Brenda Yoder. I may have murdered her name, and I'm sorry, Brenda, if you have the opportunity to listen to this. But Brenda Yoder, here she gives you 5 reason whys. Here are 5 reasons why devotion time is important with your family. Number 1, it's important to hear God's word at home rather than just at a church. She goes on to say, there's something remarkable about the reading of the word of God together that gives its valid, how you say
validity.
That? Validity and importance in a home when it's honored, even if it's a small passage. Number 2, it's important for families to be together, even for a few moments, for a few minutes, in a disconnected, fast-paced world. Because of our kids' sports schedules, we're often not together for meals during the week. That's why our time on Sunday evening is important. For a few moments, we're connected and not distracted by food, TV, or cell phones. We just talk, listen, and engage. So you see right here, Brenda doesn't do it several times a week, but she has a time that's dedicated once a week. Okay. Number 3, it's important for siblings of all ages to interact. She goes on to say, we have a 9-year-old span difference between our oldest and youngest. Intentional opportunities to be together creates lifelong bonds between siblings. We've seen this develop in our home, and it's great, genuine friendships between our kids and as they get older. And we could definitely vouch for this, because we've seen, you know, our Zane and Marcella have a really good relationship.
Yeah, there's almost a 6-year difference between them, and, you know, they are best friends.
Yeah, they're pretty good friends. And, I mean, during that time that we had Tuesday night, I mean, Zane was about to cry.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell he was heartbroken. Now, just the other day I had to sit down with him and say, look, you guys need to start treating each other better.
Yeah.
You know, because
they have those moments where sometimes they spend too much time together.
And they get on each other's nerves.
And you guys know, those that are married, you understand that.
Number 4. No comment there. Number 4, it's important to pray together. Prayer and mealtime is a Christian tradition. However, praying together about life issues makes prayer and dependence upon God a real part of life.
Well, letting them do that, you know, and letting them participate, and that teaches them.
Yep. She says, we have had powerful prayer together when we prayed over important things in our children's lives. We've also prayed blessings over the kids one by one, declaring God's divine protection and blessing over their life. It's powerful for your child to hear blessings prayed over them. Number 5, and we definitely could vouch for this. Family meetings bring laughter, tears, and bonding.
Yeah.
Early implementation of family devotions include eye rolls, grumbling, and mumbling. But your kids listen even if you don't think they do. As our kids are getting older, I'm glad we've persevered through the eye rolls, complaints, and resistance, because our time together is limited. And I love that, because we've seen that time and time again. I mean, there are sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I'm like, I don't want to do this. But we need to do it as a family, have a moment, hear them out.
And usually those are the nights when there's a breakthrough that's going to happen.
Exactly.
Usually those are the nights where something, you know, supernatural is going to happen.
Yeah. And Rebecca, tell them about our devotion book we use.
By Diane Stortz. It's called I Am Devotion. I believe I mentioned that at the beginning. 100 devotions about the names of God. And it talks about all the attributes of God. And so it's really great. It gives you, you know, a story that's not very long at all. It's got illustrations inside of there. And it usually has a prayer to pray together. It has 2 different questions and gives you an opportunity to go a little deeper and read a passage of scripture. Usually it's 1 scripture. And I like that, because it gives them, you know, a word from the Lord to hold on to and really remember.
Yeah. And I mean, I think, you know, with that, you know, it's more age appropriate for Marcella, but Zane could also participate in it as well.
I mean, the thing is I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, just because a book has pictures, it doesn't mean that it can't be appropriate for the whole family, because the Word of God is always appropriate for us.
Yeah, and you definitely want to get something that could cater to the youngest, the whole family.
Yeah,
the yeah. whole family. So here she gives us some ideas. Brenda does. She says, read a passage of scripture with a short lesson from it. You could sing a song, letting the kids pick the song, pray for each other, have each family member pray for the person on their left or right. You know, it's just, there's a power when you have kids pray for each other. Share some Bible trivia. Pose a question like, as what was the highlight of your week? Where did you see God work this week? If you could ask your mom or dad any question, what would it be? I would be kind of worried about that, but I think that's pretty good right there. Make it short. If kids have homework or need to go to bed, then at least pray together. And the key thing she says is pray. Prayer is important. So let me give you that stat, and then we're going to wrap this up. The stat on families that eat dinner together often says, according to the National Center of Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University, kids and teens who share family dinners three or four more times a week are less likely to be overweight, are more likely to eat healthy food, perform better academically, are less likely to engage in risky behaviors such as drugs, alcohol, sexual activity, and have better relationships with their parents.
I believe it.
Yep.
100%.
So once again, that is families that eat dinner together three or more times a week. So it's important that you set aside that time, and we encourage you to do that. So once again, we congratulate you for listening. We do ask you to do a couple things. If you could rate this episode, we'll really appreciate it. Review it, share it with other people, and take that extra step and join our community on Facebook and Instagram, and invite other people to come along.
Yes. Would you like to have us, Parents Initiative, presented in your church or Bible study or your event you're hosting? You know, be sure to reach out to us through our website or social media platforms. The links are found in the show notes. We would love to partner with you.
Yeah, we can't wait to touch base with you next week. We are going to have a special guest. Hopefully everything will work out, and I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
So have a great week.
We thank you for joining us today, especially those of you that are faithful supporters of Parents Initiative. It's because of you we are able to put this together.
If you'd like to become a supporter, you can click on the link on the description to give now, or go to parentsinit.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and click on the donate button, where you can give a one-time tax-deductible gift or be set up to give monthly.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe, you can share it with your friends, you can click the share button, take a screenshot, share it on your social stories, and tag us at Parents Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us today.